As my six children have grown, it's been a joy to watch a number of them serve others. They give. They're people, and they give to others. And that just brings a joy to my heart. I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team. And Danny, what does it mean to you to see one of your kids doing something for someone else?
To be people?
Yeah.
Right? I love that, John.
That's
a new one, man. I love that. The most impactful has been to watch my son do his own mowing business.
Oh.
And the way he's treated the customers in a way that is very loving. They're not just customers. He has purchased some extra things for their lawn to make it even better. And I've heard him say, hey, I want to buy this, and I'm just going to put it on their lawn as an extra thing to make it even better for them. Where he's serving without them even knowing to make it even better for them. They're purchasing his service. They're purchasing the fertilizing and all that, and they're trusting him with that. And within that trust, he sees such an opportunity to serve them and to make it the best lawn possible.
Yeah.
And so he's loved doing that. He goes, I want to buy this. I can't wait to put this on their lawn. And he has followed through on that and has developed some great relationships with each of, not all of them, but each of it, most of the customers that he's got.
Yeah, he's super serving them.
And so I've loved seeing that in him. For me, that's been an example that I want to follow in him, because it did challenge me. Do I serve like that, where I want to surprise without them even knowing they're being surprised? Right. I want to bring the very, very best. And I would love to think that my heart is like that all the time. The reality, John, it's not always there. So it's good reminders from our kids sometimes.
Well, I appreciate that. And we're going to hear now from a conversation in which Focus President Jim Daly talked with Dr. Randy Schrader. They address this virtue of service in your kids.
You speak to the issue of having a servant's attitude, and that's wonderful. You expressly talk about how Jesus had that servant attitude. Describe that and why it's important and how we can help teach our kids to have a servant attitude.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you brought that up because, what does it say? Jesus came not to be served. What does the Bible say? Yeah. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And likewise, it's so important for the three of us and every Christian to have a servant heart and want to serve and help others. And that can happen often with a parent's help. It's a child kind of working with a parent, whether it's, you know, if a neighbor's sick, helping take a meal over to the house, okay, making donations to a charity, making treats for the firefighters at the firehouse, writing a thank you note to police officers that are helping, maybe shoveling the elderly neighbor's driveway next door. So kids developing that servant heart gives them that compassion and humility that Jesus had and that servant-like spirit. And I think another way to develop that servant heart is through prayer. Whenever we know of a situation like the Ukraine war that's going on, you know, to pray for their safety and to pray that that conflict will come in, will end, is very important in developing a servant heart, a compassionate heart, a humble heart in a child.
Randy, as we continue through the book, I'd love for you to react to something I heard a mom say one time, and that was, a messy room is a sign of poor character. So we all know that we have to have some level of cleanliness and orderliness in our homes. So how do we help our kids do that? And is it really a reflection of their character?
Well, I cringed on the inside when you made that comment by that mom, because we don't want to give negative labels.
That could be a little perfectionist.
A little perfectionist, a negative label. But yeah, again, successful people in life have good time management skills and they are organized. And I have no doubt, even though I don't know you personally, Jim and John, that you guys are great time managers and you're organized. And I think that likewise is what parents want to help their children with. So in time management, it could be bedtime routine. You know, helping a child establish what happens at bedtime, packing the bag, which is also organization, but, you know, brushing teeth, have a good morning routine, have a homework routine, but when can they play after school? When do they do homework? But so important. And again, we don't want to be perfectionistic, but it's a flexible time management. And the one thing I find interesting, when I have counseled numerous thousands of adults that have anxiety and depression, often They are poor time managers, and they are disorganized, and they have a lot of clutter, and they have cluttered cars and cluttered homes. And one of the first people need to do their way out of anxiety and depression. One of the first things I suggest is to make sure that their home and car are decluttered. And that's also good role modeling. Again, example's not the best teacher, it's the only teacher. Good role modeling for the kids. And kids need to, maybe at night before they go to bed, organize their bedroom just a little. Not perfectly, but just get it organized. Organize your papers for school. And that carries over into life to help a child feel confident and self-discipline.
That's a really good point. Just do something in the positive direction. Doesn't have to be perfect.
Okay, Danny, so I'm listening and I'm thinking some children are more organized and naturally giving. And there are sometimes kids who might need help with organization and with serving others. How do we approach that?
Yeah, that is so true. I've watched Alex and Lexi, our two kids, be very different in many different ways. And one of them is organization. My daughter, Lexi, she had... Oh, her room was super organized, little girl. She had her stuffed animals lined up, and they were very, very nice and neat just in her room. And then I'd get in my son's room, and there was stuff all over the place and then stuffed under his bed, and he needed more help on organizing and seeing the purpose of organization. But he's learned his own system of organization along the way, of being organized, and In the same way, when they've served others, when they've done it in their own unique way, which has been fun to watch.
Well, yeah. So Alex was messy as a kid, but now he's super serving others. And that takes a level of organization.
And he's organized in his mowing business. Yeah. So he's developed that in his way in a system that's specific to him. And then my daughter, in her organized way, sometimes she has become focused on her own stuff and has had a hard time seeing little ways to serve others, but now she's learned in her own way she draws cards for people at her school on a regular basis for her teachers.
You mentioned that previously,
And she can, right now, she has a whole stack going, all these watercolor cards that she's making for teachers and friends, and loves to bring life-giving words to others around her. And then she went to Goodwill and another store, I think it was the Ark, and found mugs and other things. She put tea or coffee in those and then gave those to her friends and just loves surprising. So her service is in the form of gifts.
Yeah,
to
she's
others.
Got that, and she's organized that love language of gifts, and she's utilizing that.
Yeah.
Well, every child is unique. That's what's so important to recognize as a parent. And we've got a wonderful resource for you. It's an email that you can sign up for. Danny, give us a little plug for Age and Stage.
Oh, I love this thing. We've created an opportunity for parents to sign up for emails to be sent to them at the birth month of each of your children. So parents, sign up for this. And it's content that helps you know what to expect that year of your child's development, all of your kids, and then what to build specifically in areas of concern traditionally for parents, and then how to grow in the 7 traits of effective parenting, the building blocks to child resilience, and then the rhythms of your home. And so that's sent to you for free. And then you also get a weekly parenting tips e-newsletter sent to you according to the stages that you're in as a parent.
Okay.
Customized to you, parents, with even your child's name. If you give us your child's name, it'll be customized with that. Try it out. See what you think.
And how much is that?
It is absolutely free, John.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Well, here at Focus on the Family, we want to help you create a thriving home and have a great relationship with your kids. And that resource took a long time to develop, but it's free for you to sign up and receive these weekly tips and this kind of annual download of expectations and ways that you can really show up as a mom or a dad. Sign up for the Age and Stage newsletters on our website. We've got a link in the show notes. And then you heard Dr. Randy Schrader, and he's got such great advice. Get a copy of his book today, Simple Habits for Effective Parenting, when you make a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. A one-time gift of $20 or $30, or maybe an ongoing monthly pledge of $10 or $20 or $30. Either way, we'll say thank you in advance for your generosity, and we'll send that book to you. Just follow the link in the show notes. On behalf of Danny and the entire team, thanks for listening today to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.